Day 35, April 8th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 9, verses 18 through 41, and was written by the Reverend Bill Quinn, class of 2021. Spunky faith. There is humor in the Bible, and John chapter 9, verse 27 contains a snippet of sarcasm worthy of 2025. He answered, "I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Do you want to become his disciples too? Awesome. This guy has some spunk. And shouldn't we all possess such spunk when appropriate? John 9 is singularly devoted to the healing of the blind man, a miracle worthy of throwing a party. Instead, the Pharisees stage an inquisition. After interrogating the man who had been blind since birth, the Pharisees summon his parents, who, fearing expulsion from the synagogue, implement damage control by throwing the matter back into their son's lap. Maybe if the interrogators press him a little harder with manipulative questions, they will receive their desired answers. The formerly blind man doesn't give an inch, and in fact, he pushes back. "I have told you already, and you did not listen." He is fearless. They can't fire him. He's already quit. They just haven't gotten the email yet. Then, for good measure, he throws their incredulity back at them. "Do you want to become his disciples, too?" The fear of change in the authorities is no surprise. Institutions and their beneficiaries aren't interested in disrupting a status quo that works well for them. The fear of retribution in the parents is understandable. The synagogue-centered community is all they've ever known. In their economy, expulsion equals death. But the blind man's life has been radically changed. "One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see." Verse 25. This Lent, we have a choice. Be a skeptical Pharisee, a terrified parent, or a spunky disciple, asking others if they, too, would like to see. Today's prayer. God, open my eyes like those of the blind man, so that I see your glory, faithfully moving beyond whatever ails me. Give me the assuredness of faith shown by him, to stand boldly in the face of doubt, and to remember to invite others on this journey of discipleship. Amen.